Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, make it more possible.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 60. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
Hello, Peter.
Hello. Finally,
happy holidays.
Happy Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa.
Oh, my Kwanzaa. I like that. Kwanzaa. It is so holiday-ish here in the big old Windy City. I finally have my tree up. I finally bought an artificial tree and a very expensive tree-smelling candle. Soy candle. That is how I bring the holiday spirit
alive. We were talking about that when we were recording. It was smelling all good in your house. It
smells so good.
I made fudge. That's how I bring the holidays
alive.
There you go. Yeah, leave it to a fudge packer to make good fudge.
Okay.
I fed it to...
Let the easy ones pass.
Right. I fed it to a bunch of people in the cast, and we were all like so alive. We were all like sugared up and red and caffeinated and chocolate high, and we were like, Christmas town, it's a merry. It was really fun.
So now have really you good. Been... Because I have gone out to kind of... shop. I shopped for an 8-year-old boy,
which I told you about
the family that, you know, I bought presents, went to Target and spent money buying 8-year-old boy stuff, which was so much fun. But the past couple of times I've been out shopping, I'm just finding little things that I want, which is very bad.
Yeah. It gets expensive really fast.
So I have to start this season of giving.
Well, give to yourself. That's the best. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. Absolutely. I know exactly how to give to myself too, which is very important.
Dirty.
To get the kind of, you know,
give it to me.
Good pleasure that I would like to see the Yule tidings and
absolutely
warm the cuddles of the hearth.
Mm-hmm. I've been going retro on the music on my own personal purchases. You know, it's in the holiday time, so I've been buying a lot of holiday music for myself and stuff like that.
Favorite holiday CD of all time, Peter Maverick, on the spot.
I cannot
right now.
Do CD. I can do or track. I can do single track. I
can't
only
even do an
once.
Album that's
no.
like absolutely.
Well, Carpenters.
Good.
Carpenters.
Barbra Streisand.
Really? The Christmas one?
Yeah.
I don't think I know that whole album.
It's a very good one. Carpenters is right up there. Carpenters, Barbra Streisand, and probably Mitch Miller sings Christmas.
Oh, I was going to say
she's
Ella.
She's very old.
Ella doing a lot of Christmas stuff. I've been very into Ella Fitzgerald lately. It's
have
been
you
this
really?
Weird thing.
Mr. Paganini.
She's like haunting me or something.
Please play the melody.
Love that track. Love
that's
that
my
track.
Favorite track.
My favorite, though, is the Irving Berlin blue skies smiling at me.
Yeah.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. She's been just haunting me with all that.
Miss Alexander Billings will be on our show later in the week. She covered that song, and I actually sang background vocals for her on that CD.
Did she scat like Ella does?
She didn't scat. Oh, Alex is not quite a
Alex
scatter.
Scat.
A transgendered scatter. I love it.
Girl.
That's a whole new thing. Maybe she adds that to her resume. The roles will just multiply. I'm a transsexual scatter.
And I have to give a shout out to Rebecca Naya. Hopefully she's listening to us. We are all thinking about you. We are all wishing you good health and good happiness out there. I know she had her SRS surgery and everything is going swimmingly well.
SOS surgery. What?
SRS, sexual reassignment surgery. There you get with the program, Matheny.
I know. I'm just trying to educate here.
So she had her surgery and she's doing well. And we hope that she'll be back online soon. I know we've seen a little bits and pieces. So Becky, congratulations. Yay.
So tell me what is what's burning in your heart this week?
Well, this week, you know, I had to do some makeup shopping.
Yes.
And now
for
I have
the
this
show.
For the show.
For the skit.
I have this love-hate relationship with the ladies at the MAC counter. Now, there's two kinds of people at the MAC counter.
Yep.
There's the kinds of people that treat you like absolute shit.
Yep.
Because they're just mean-spirited people, and I think they're very bitter. And then there's the kind of MAC person who insists that they know everything about gay culture and gay life, and they're all girlfriend yes, girlfriend this, girlfriend that. Never have I met a MAC person that's any other way.
Are you talking about male or female?
It doesn't matter.
Gender doesn't matter.
Okay. Either you're an idiot and you know nothing about makeup, or they're like, girl, yeah, oh, girl, this is going to look fabulous on you. And I was like, no, wait a minute. You don't know me like that, first of all. You don't know if I'm gay. You don't know if I'm straight. Just because I come up to you and say, I want Studio Fix NW25 and I want a MAC blot light, that doesn't mean that I'm a queer. Okay, let's just put that right out there. So MAC people, fuck you for assuming, number one. It makes me a little upset. I wish I could only buy my Mac makeup online, but I can't because the fucking shipping kills me when there's like 18 Mac counters here. I don't live in Podunk, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So that pisses me off, number one. And number two is the goddamn spray bottle girls in all the department stores. You are fucking up my sinuses. Fuck you for spraying your shit in the air. It's not right.
Yeah.
Like, and I know people.
But I need a new perfume. So if anybody has a suggestion, I need one.
I am right there with you. But you will spray when I ask. You will not spray. They're like, what do you think of this? Bitch!
Yeah, exactly.
Making a cloud in front of me. Like, don't do that. So, yeah, I find department stores, I'm kind of up to here.
Yeah. Well, I'm not downtown. So you're so in that downtown mix of department stores, which is the good time to be. It's kind of a good, it's a catch 22. It's like a great time to be in the department stores during the holiday. And it's a bitch to be in the holiday.
Well, I mean, when I want to go home, get the hell out of my way. I'm trying to get on the train. I don't care if you've got like 18 bags and 5 strollers and 16 children. Get out of my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little weird.
But I don't know. I kind of need the 101 of how to shop for perfume.
I will tell you.
Oh, go, Peter.
Sephora.
Well, I understand how to shop, but like, how do you find a scent that once you put it on your body and you don't buy the entire bottle? Because, you know, nobody can tell you how your body chemically is going to respond to a perfume. And you want to be able to wear one a couple of times and have people go, oh, you smell nice.
Absolutely.
You know, and the funny thing is I was wearing a Burberry perfume for the longest time.
Burberry.
Burberry.
Bumbering.
And my current girlfriend doesn't like it. And you kind of can't wear a perfume that the person you sleep with doesn't like.
Right.
And it's kind of a bad one,
it's
you know, no matter
good.
How much you like it, you kind of have to let it go.
Right.
And, but it's so funny because I remember doing all the gay idol events and all that. And I'd be in a bar, like an awful bar. And I don't wear it heavy, but I remember gay men used to come up to me and go, oh, you girl, smell you smell good. Great. And I'm like, okay, if I wanted to get a gay man. So I recommend if you're a gay man out there needing a new scent to buy Burberry for women, actually, but, because all the gay men's used to come up, but I need a good scent and I don't like real sweetie things, but I would say I'm on the kind of fresh grass kind of, but also can be a bit musky.
There's two tips that I learned from a very good drag queen, a friend of mine, a very long time ago about buying perfume. Number one was go to perfume or cologne. Number one, go to Sephora because nobody's going to pressure you into buying something and nobody's going to try and give you the hottest, latest shit. So that's what I like about the Sephora shop. That's
when I order online, they'll give you little samples.
They
which
will.
I love.
They
so
will.
I was going to tell you, you can buy your Mac online because.
Yeah, but I need it now.
I know you need it now. But ultimately, if you knew, if you spend like $75, you get it for free.
Absolutely. And the second thing is that do not go on a perfume purchasing excursion expecting to come home with a bottle.
Yeah.
You only have 4 pulse points that you can possibly utilize during a trip to shop.
That was so sexy.
You have your wrist
pulse points.
And the crook of your elbow, and you've got 2 arms.
Yeah.
I think most of our listeners
and
have
behind
2 arms.
Your ear.
No, but you can't smell behind your own ear.
Well, no.
So you got to put it in the place where it's going to smell like you.
But my girlfriend can't smell it behind my ear.
But she can. But what I'm saying is you got 4 chances. You can come home with 4 scents per trip.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So 1, 2, 3, and 4, you can put 4 different scents and you could say, smell me, honey. Which area do you like to smell? So if she doesn't like any 4 of them, that's fine.
Take a bath, go back the next day,
truly,
and try 4 more.
But the rule is don't always expect to go out buying something because then you'll compromise. And because I used to go out and I used to buy, oh, I love this. And then I get it home and I'd hate it after I'd put it on or something like that. And that totally, number one, it saved me a shitload of money. But number two, like now when I wear stuff, it smells damn good.
Yeah.
Because I tested out with my people.
Well,
so.
I always like for somebody else to buy me perfume as long as I don't hate it.
Yeah. But you never know what it's going to smell like when it gets on you.
I know. This is the point. I don't know. It's a dilemma. And so I just rather smell it. Like soap. well, soap that's not and shampoo, bad. Which
you
is
know,
what
of
I do.
A man, there used to be this stuff at the body shop called Of a Man, and it was the best smell on women. It never really smelled great on men, but on women it smelled divine.
Well,
so
maybe
it's good
that's
soap.
Like the Burberry.
Right.
Maybe they stole it.
But I think there's this one called Dior Higher that would smell grand on you.
Okay.
It's a boy's.
We'll
but it doesn't
it.
Smell like boys.
There you go.
Dior Higher. Remember that. Write that down.
I'll write it down. Dior. Anything Dior is good.
Dior, but higher. Not higher energy. Just higher.
Dior Higher.
It's clean. It's a little weedy, fieldy, smelly, outside, greeny,
yeah.
kind of
I like
freshy.
It. I like it.
But you always smell good before. Fuck her for not liking Burp.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's all right. We
That's
don't have
okay.
to fuck her.
Well, I don't have to fuck her.
Mm, I do. Hey, you know what? Speaking of which, what a show we have today.
We do.
I made an excursion, which was really, you know, sometimes my job is so hard.
Difficult.
I had to go spend the night with a Kinsey Institute trained sexpert, Gilana Alpert. And we hung out at the store where she works, Tulip. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of tulips, but she was in the store in Andersonville. And we hung out because what a great thing to get your honey mm-hmm. for the holiday season, but something fabulous from a sex toy store. Now, this is a very different kind of toy store. It's small. It's mm-hmm. very boutique feeling. It's very bright. You'll see men and women come in. And we talk about what are the hottest and latest new toys. Do you mm-hmm. like giving toys?
I do. And in fact, in two of the relationships I've had in the past, sort of the thing that cinched the deal that we got together was like when I gave him a sex toy.
There you go.
That it's was always, like that was like the last big gift before we were like boyfriends.
I always think it's a fun trip to do together.
I do. And I love people who don't actually ever play with sex toys because
yeah.
I totally get them into it. Like I have this naughty yeah. little box in my house. Oh my God.
The treasure chest.
All my friends know
Hello.
That if I ever die before my parents come over to clean out my house, they have to get the box and throw it out.
You should show it to me.
That's
Peter.
How it works.
I won't open it. But
I can't.
I'm here
nasty.
A lot. I'm here a lot. I'd have your back, man. I love you, man. I'd have your back.
Yeah, well, you'd have all the toys for my backside. So,
Woo!
So you hung out at the Tulip and you diddled Skittles, or what'd you do up
no,
in there?
No, we just talked about the hottest new items, and Gilana is a very cool gal, so she's given us all the skinny on what
so,
to get.
So real quick, give us one really good thing. What did you find there that you had not ever seen before?
This brand new, I believe it's Swiss. I think the Swiss are making the best tiny little vibrator that, you know, now that you have to take everything, gets checked in your luggage mm-hmm. so much now, the poor lesbians and their dildos and their vibrators.
Lesbians, you know, getting, honey, we travel with toys. Okay,
all right, wait. We all may not. Well, here you go. I'm from the lesbian perspective. Most of the interview is possibly from a lesbian perspective.
That's okay.
But I think lesbians are a little more. Maybe this is a wrong statement to make, but I'm trying to take the lesbian who might be new to sex toys
yeah.
And kind of entering that world, and at the same time. Some great new things for people who have everything
entering
in their
the
arsenal.
World.
Yeah. If you have everything in your arsenal, I got the hot new,
Yay.
Hot new strap on. But anyhow, this tiny little thing, I think it's called the Lilo, and it's tiny. And the way
Lilo
it's,
and Stitch,
yeah, kind of, but with an E and the way it's literally, it's, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was like the little iPod shuffle of the
ooh,
vibrator age. It's tiny.
Nice.
It's cool. It's a really groovy thing, and it's the hot new thing. It's not cheap, but it's
That's
amazing,
okay.
and it has no batteries. It's chargeable. So
and
tiny. You could literally put it in your front pocket. It's
nice.
Like the size of two chapsticks. That's it.
So awesome. When you see
Sleek
Amy Matheny
cool.
out and her eyes are rolling back in her head, it's because she's got a Lilo in her pocket.
Well, maybe. I also discovered about Kegel balls and I knew nothing
Ooh,
about those. So all kinds of stuff.
That's delightful.
There you go. It's
so
crazy.
We've got that on the show. Plus, because we're in a gift-giving mood and there's just so many great things coming out on the big silver screen, Richard Knight Jr., sits down with me and chats, and I just love chatting
yeah.
with that RKJ.
He's so good.
He's just so much fun. He's such an enjoyable person to be around physically and to talk with. And we talk about all the hot movies. We dish on the Dreamgirls and a little bit about Jennifer Hudson and all kinds
Excellent.
Of other good stuff. So we've got that fabulousness coming up for you on the show. Stay with us.
Again, the show you can't resist is coming back. Mamma Mia, the guaranteed get happy hit about a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. Packed with ABBA's greatest hits, it's got audiences dancing in the aisles all around the world. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life one more time.
Now playing through December 31st at the Cadillac Palace Theater. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk. Or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having coffee.
Tirelessly, you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob, all in spectacular shades of green.
Green, green, green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest with a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker. Because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of December 11th, 2006, you're in Chicago's Culture Club.
Remy Bumbo Theater Company continues its 10th season of Think Theater with The Real Thing, Tom Stoppard's sharply funny play about love and marriage, playing now through January 7th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets to The Real Thing, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumbo.org.
Chicago's renowned dynamic duo Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen present their first ever holiday review, How the Diva Stole Christmas, in a limited engagement at the Lakeshore Theater, an unforgettable side-splitting evening of music, comedy, and many surprises along the way. How the Diva Stole Christmas, this Friday and Saturday only at Chicago's Lakeshore Theater. Call 773-472-3492 or log on to amyfreddy.com for more.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
This is Logan Schwartz and Rubinier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and my dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is as frustrating as the construction on the Dan Ryan Expressway. The project will take 2 years and $600 million to complete. That's a lot of Benjamins. My dad say for $600 million, we could buy everyone in Chicago their own Brokeback Mountain DVD. Now that's money well spent. This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and that's the Bee in My Bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
The highest legal body in conservative Judaism, the centrist movement in worldwide Jewry, has voted to allow the ordination of gay rabbis and the celebration of same-sex commitment ceremonies. However, the 25 rabbi on the law committee passed three conflicting legal opinions, one in favor of gay rabbis and unions, and two against. The committee has now left it up to individual synagogues to decide whether to accept or reject gay rabbis and commitment ceremonies.
And baby makes three. Mary Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter, is pregnant. Mm-hmm. She and Heather Poe, her partner of 15 years, are expecting a baby in late spring. Mary Cheney was a key aide to her father during the 2004 re-election campaign and is now Vice President for Consumer Advocacy at AOL. Poe, her partner, is a former park ranger now renovating their home.
Christopher Robertson, a Lakeland, Florida man whose mobile home was destroyed by fire last year in what he claimed was a homophobic hate crime, will be sentenced on January 18th for torching the home himself. Robertson eventually pleaded guilty to arson, grand theft, making a fraudulent insurance claim, burning to defraud, and other charges, saying he needed money.
Jennifer Hudson, the breakout star of Dreamgirls, was misrepresented recently by a Dallas reporter as being a devout Baptist who sticks with the Bible on same-sex issues. She refuted the article, saying, "It is the gay community that celebrated my voice and my size and my personality long before Dreamgirls. Yes, I was raised Baptist. Yes, I was taught that the Bible has certain views on homosexuality. The Bible also teaches us not to judge. It teaches us to love one another as God loves us all."
Bye, bye, bye. Former NSYNC member Lance Bass and Ryken Lemkol have broken up. Who knew that was going to happen?
Yeah.
While Bass's publicist Cindy Owen confirmed the split, Lemkol was initially unaware of the announcement when it hit the webs. See what happens when this stuff goes on the internet?
And that's your Windy City Queercast news.
Hey, this is Del Shores, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Ain't got the change of the nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee.
And as always, we are very, very ecstatically happy to be joined by Richard Knight Jr., the columnist of the Windy City Times. He also has a fantastic website, which I've become very addicted to, Mr. Man, Night at the Movies with the K. Richard Knight Jr., how are you, honey?
Oh, you just, my cup runneth over once again. Wow. Thanks for that nice little holiday present for me, Peter.
It's truly like crack. I mean, you and Meredith Vieira, you're the two websites I try and like read as much as possible. Seriously.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've always loved your intelligence. You're such a smart young man.
Now when that $50
so
check.
Discerning, I think. So discerning is a word that I love to use a lot.
Absolutely. So we're at the end of the year. Let's talk a little bit about the end of the year in movies in general. So are they really trying to squeeze everything in as much as they can for like Oscar, or what's the deal here? Because it seems like there's a new movie coming out every 2 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. And the great thing is that they're, you know, because they are pushing for the award season, which is, you know, coming earlier and earlier, it seems, that everything seems to be good or really, you know, worthwhile or something of interest. So this is the time that it is just a pleasure to go to these screens and pay the $50 for parking. This is a time when, even when you're a professional movie critic, you know, when people say, "Do you want to go to a movie?" You probably don't. You go, "Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
I would love to see that again," or "I'd love to go," you know. So yes, yes. Lots of good, fun stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's very dramatic, you know, it's that poor movie or two, where it's very serious. Yeah, we don't mess around, no.
Well, I think the interesting thing too, this is always the period in the year when you can, if any kind of movie you want to see, you can really get out there and see it. There's all different flavors and there's tons of big names out there. But I thought today we could talk a little bit about a couple of kind of different sort of topical things, because, you know, maybe you got someone coming in from out of town to hang out with you for the holidays, things of that nature. So let's start with maybe like a family movie or something for the family, because I know some of our listeners do have the children's or their family themselves. Either way you look at it, but
well, kind of the one that's out right now that everybody is really liking is Happy Feet, the penguin one, with a little, you know, and you, of course, this is another, you know, movie which you can always turn these into gay or lesbian movies very easily. He's a little, he wants to dance, he wants to be happy, and you know, it's like a Footloose for penguins. You're not supposed to dance, you're not supposed to be happy, you know. So of course that, it's very easy to make the leap to, you're not supposed to dance, you're not supposed to be gay.
Right, exactly. No, don't.
Yeah, so that's rating very high on the niece and nephew scale, I must say. And there's a Ben Stiller movie that's coming out. I haven't seen it yet, but it looks fairly charming, called Night at the Museum.
Mm-hmm.
That's opening just in time for Christmas, you know, like 5 days before, in which he becomes a guard at a museum, sort of like a museum of natural history, and everything comes alive at night.
Ooh.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt. Who's, I think, played by Robin Williams, and like the little toy soldiers come awake, and the dinosaur chases him, and it looks very charming. They're pushing that in the family area, so that looks like it's got some potential.
Good stuff. We like anytime there's a dinosaur running around, I get those Jurassic Park shivers. So I'm a happy camper. I promise you that much.
Okay, well, the previews feature a lot of that. We haven't seen it yet, but that looks like it's going to be a good family one.
Good stuff. So let's ease away from the family. Let's talk a little bit about drama. Now, I mean, my big drama one is just, it's like Volver. I keep telling everybody, just go and go back again.
Revelation. Penelope Cruz, you can't say enough. Go back.
It's so beautiful. And there's just so many just beautifully shot scenes. I mean, it's Almodovar at his best, I think, and at his most kind of subdued. He's sort of this whole Quiet Storm thing, but there's a lot of Oscar buzz about her. What else is going on in the drama arena, though?
Well, kind of a lot of stuff sort of comes on the 20th that week. We see Children of Men, which is the futuristic thriller with Clive Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And Julianne Moore kind of has a small part in it, in which, of course, women can no longer have children, and suddenly this young African-American girl is pregnant. They have to sort of try to get her out of the country, and he goes through all this stuff. And it's very dramatic. That's coming. The new George Clooney picture with Kate Blanchett and Tobey Maguire, it's a World War II, like post-World War II drama, called The Good German, shot in black and white. Looks very interesting. The new Robert De Niro directed film with Angelina Jolie and Matt Damon is called The Good Shepherd, and it's sort of about the history of the CIA, kind of the spy, the whole thing in the country. It's a big, sprawling, very expensive looking epic kind of picture.
Well, you know,
I don't want to say a whole lot about it. It follows Matt Damon as he goes through the whole Skull and Bones thing at Yale, and it's that whole network of the privileged, elite, where the guys go through these private clubs, and then they go on into, out into the world, and
Tomb Raider for boys.
Yeah. So it's not like the most enticing subject matter. It's a fairly involved story, but it's, anyway. Another great drama that I'm looking forward to, which I've already seen also, is another Kate Blanchett film with Judi Dench. It's called Notes on a Scandal.
Ooh, Little Judi Dench.
Say again?
I said Little Judi Dench.
Little Judi Dench. this is going to have particular appeal, I think, to our female audience.
Ooh.
Our lesbian listeners, because there's a totally overt lesbian tone to this. And it's about teachers at a private school. Oh, I think it's a private school. And Kate Blanchett is kind of the new teacher, and Judi Dench is kind of the old, she's been there forever, and everybody hates her because she's real, kind of sour and mean, the old maid type. Mm-hmm. Well, she, has a hankering for Kate Blanchett, and this whole other thing starts to come in. Very involved, very good. Loved it. Great Philip Glass music score.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of that one again?
It's called Notes on a Scandal. Very, very intimate drama. You're going to hear a lot about that at the end of the year.
Excellent. So, on a little lighter note, your crazy comic friend is coming in, and we're going to get to Dreamgirls because we're not going to talk about that just yet, but we are going to get there because we got to talk a lot about that because I think Dreamgirls goes in a category by itself.
Yeah, I think it kind of is. Well, there are a couple of gay comedies that there's one that's opening for a very short run in Chicago. It's called Coffee Date.
Ooh.
And it stars Wilson Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Who's very sweet in the film. I think he's very, you know, I think he's a very good actor. And I actually interviewed him, and that'll be in the paper next week.
Fantastic.
In the issue of the 15th. And it's a fun, it's a typical, you know, West Coast, I call him WeHo, West Hollywood, gay comedy of error sort of thing. You know, like Eating Out 2, which has just been playing here recently. There's plenty of, you know, eye candy.
Mm-hmm. That handsome Jim Vararos. We love that Jim Vararos.
Yeah.
He's got man skills.
So it's kind of along the lines of that. I love this movie that's playing now with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet called The Holiday, which is a good Christmas movie. It's also a romantic comedy.
Ooh.
But it's for mature. It's not a typical, it's a very old-fashioned romantic comedy. If you like old movies, you love Jean Arthur, the Katharine Hepburn films, you will like this picture.
Cause excellent.
Are you familiar with Something's Gotta Give, the Diane Keaton?
Yes.
Same writer-director, Nancy Myers, and if you like that, you will love this.
That's on the list then. Check, done and done. I'm there. I can probably go out and see that later on tonight.
Check that twice now, baby.
Absolutely.
And Jack Black has a really, really funny little scene in it that I like a lot. So
excellent. He rides the edge for me sometimes, but you know, overall he's enjoyable.
Yeah, me too. But he's very scaled back, and the men, and Jude Law is also in the movie. Did I mention Jude Law?
No,
did I
you
say
didn't.
Jude Law?
No, you, but you did
hey,
now.
Jude Law's in the movie.
Okay, that puts me there like tonight. Like, when can I get the ticket? Excuse me while I fandangle them right now. Yummy.
He's a hot romance to some girl named Cameron Diaz. I don't know who she is, but anyway.
Yeah, she's got a Kool-Aid smile. That's all I know about that one right there.
You know, every time there's a Jude Law movie, you know, I just, whoever he's romancing, I just kind of, you know, do what most gay men do. You transmit yourself right into that.
You're like, fuck anyway. That skinny bitch. I'm prettier. I'm nicer.
Thank you.
And I have better taste in clothes, so screw her. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
good times. So that now, I think we're at the moment. We're at the high point here. Dreamgirls. Talk a little bit about Dreamgirls.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to tell you that the screening here, it was very exciting because Jennifer Hudson, who was introduced in the movie, who plays Effie White, you know, the "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going" song.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the audience here because she's a Chicago girl.
Oh, fantastic.
So they had her and her entire family. It was the first time that the family had seen the movie.
Oh.
She was delightful to talk to and was very respectful of, you know, I mean, this is an amazing cast. Everybody in the African American community seems to be in it. Mm. And it's directed by a gay man, Bill Condon.
Right,
thank
absolutely.
You. Hello. Who knows musicals better than we do?
Yeah, hello. who can pay the proper homage?
Exactly. So, I mean, between Jennifer Hudson in this amazing first performance, Beyonce, Eddie Murphy, who to me is Oscar material. He's a revelation.
Really?
So good. He's so good and funny and hot and sexy and sings really well. Jimmy Foxx is a good part. It's an old-fashioned musical. It's very, it's not as, well, you know how Chicago was very stylized.
Yeah, it was very.
Yes. Mm. I know what you're going to say.
Yep.
So I'll just finish this for you.
Please.
This is stylized as well, but not as much. It's more like an old-fashioned musical.
Mm.
So, and I'm telling you, Beyonce, with those wigs, you're going to think mahogany, honey. She does Diana Ross like, I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's delightful. I saw her on, I saw the whole panel on Oprah a couple weeks back, and it was amazing. They showed just a tiny snippet of that montage, and I was like, girl, there are a lot of bald women somewhere.
There was
tons of wigs.
Yes, the wigs and the fashion, and you know, it's been a long time coming. It's fun. So
absolutely.
I don't know how it's, you know, it's going to be interesting. It certainly is Oscar caliber material.
Mm.
We'll see if the audiences go quite as crazy for this one as they did for Chicago.
And that that comes to us on Christmas Day, actually.
On Christmas Day.
So after you've swapped the presents and stuffed yourself and done everything you need to do, have a tall coffee, get yourself together, and get out to the theater and see it, because I know I'm going to be there. I'm already organizing all the Chicagoan, the little Chicagoan posse to go see the Dreamgirls. Absolutely. I wanted to bring up, maybe a little depressing subject, but I wanted to find out, what was your favorite Robert Altman movie? Because we lost Robert Altman very recently.
Well, it's so tough.
Mm.
I have so many. You know, I'm right now probably Gosford Park.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just so into Gosford Park. I never get tired of it. But I also love, I like really obscure, like I love Three Women. The one with Sissy Spacek and Shelley Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange film from the late 70s. And I like this really, really unknown film, which is in the box set called A Perfect Couple.
I don't know if you know that one, Peter. I believe it's in my Netflix queue. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Okay. And it's about a very odd romance movie about a guy who's in the funeral business who falls in love with this woman who's in a rock band.
Woo.
And the rock band is one of those big, you know, rock bands where there are like 10 different singers, and the band's the most interesting thing in the movie. But it's really cool because they have a lesbian lead singer and a gay lead singer. And he, you know, this is 30 years ago.
Wow.
When he filmed this movie, and it's all presented like it's just, this is the way it is. And so you can imagine as a young gay man to see something like that was like, wow, this is so cool. So I like that. I love The Player.
Mm-hmm.
The Tim Robbins picture, I think that's really terrific.
I have a
and
soft
of course,
spot.
Nashville.
I was just going to say I have a very soft spot in my heart for Nashville. And I also like a film called Quintet. It's a very obscure sci-fi that he did.
The Paul Newman film.
Yes.
Yeah, that's in the Altman set that came out this year, which makes for a great, great holiday gift for someone who's really into kind of, well, into Altman.
Yeah, I think I might have to buy that for myself. That sounds like the perfect present for me this year. Absolutely.
Well, there you go. There you go.
And speaking of presents in the DVD arena, there's a whole bunch of stuff, as usual, coming out and spilling out into the shelves. What are some of your better recommendations in the DVD
area? Well, I had the perfect segue because when you said you're starting, you know, getting a group together to go see Dreamgirls on Christmas Day, 30 years ago on Christmas Day, I and a group of my young gal pals went off to see Barbra Streisand in A Star's
Born. Oh, the Babs. We love the Babs.
Oh, and it's Babs in the Harpo curly wig. I'm telling you, I went back 6 times.
Oh, wow. You go, boy. Wow.
To see her perform Queen Bee and Woman on the Moon, honey.
And to watch Kris Kristofferson huff more white powder than whee.
Oh, no. To just watch and see Kris Kristofferson take his shirt off one more time, please. I'm begging you.
He looks, I remember seeing it when I was much, much younger, and now he looks orange to me. I don't know, maybe it was the copy I
he
had or my
orange.
TV.
Well, orange was kind of the color of that era, I must tell you. So he was a very good-looking orange man. Finally, it's on DVD.
Mm.
It's here now, and it's a great Christmas present for your show tune queen friend or anybody who's into Streisand who's just been into town on tour.
Yes.
And there are some extras on it. There's this great little extra, you know, because she did her own clothes from her own closet. There's a little extra on it. So I like that. That's fun. What else? Fans of the 6 Feet Under show, and I know we have many.
Yes.
The entire show is out in this funny, fun package box set. The top has like little grass.
Oh, wow.
And then the rest looks like it's 6 feet under. It's 25 discs, so.
Wow. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's got to be somebody who you really, really care about.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Love this show.
Absolutely. Or if you've never seen it, or you know friends who have never seen the whole thing, you know, buy it for yourself because you know you want it, and then sort of lend out the discs bit by bit, meter them out to your friends, educate them heartily.
Well, that's if you got the big budget. Now, if you have the smaller budget, and there are just some must-have discs. Number one, you gotta go get the Devil Wears Prada. Okay? Which is coming out Tuesday, I think. Or maybe up by the time this airs. You know, I know you keep saying, I've seen it be the Ugly Betty, Ugly Betty. Well, this is the, you know, the street performance alone is worth, and the fashion.
Yes.
The clothes.
Yes.
Did you see the movie, Peter?
I did. And every time I watch it, I'm amazed. Because I know the costumer was the same costumer from Sex and the City.
Patricia Fields,
and I know she was actually working on a very, very tight budget for a lot of the scenes. So knowing that, and then watching the movie and just seeing it, I mean, it's one of the amazing things I love about Meryl Streep is that she just with a look she kills. But then when you dress her pretty and do her hair nice, this whole oh my god, it's just it's almost religious when she like enters a scene. You're like, oh my god, I just want to be around you. I just want to be near you, woman, just for a little bit.
Yes.
She's totally an amazing. She's totally got it. She's one of the people that I would like to like get drunk on Jack Daniels with and smoke cigarettes. We could just talk all night.
She would be fun.
She would. She would totally be fun. So the Devil Wears Prada, what else? What else you got in the little box?
Okay, you gotta go get Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh,
it's coming out on the 19th.
I'm making a list and I'm thinking I'm buying all these for myself. Screw my
Oh yeah, get all these for yourself. The hell with everybody else. You know, that's the really funny dysfunctional comedy, and there's four alternate endings in on the DVD.
Ooh.
So that's wild and funny and crazy, and has a major gay character, the Steve Carell, who I love, the suicidal Bruce Scholar. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it just does.
Delightfully. Delightfully.
I've had so many people go, you know, I love that Proust.
That Proust guy.
That Proust guy. It's so fun to be a snob. You know, people go, you know, I love that movie Capote. It was so good. Me too. I love Capote. Or like the girl in, what's her name, where it says she's going to Versace to get a dress.
Right, Versace.
And Showgirls.
It's a Versace.
Anyways, yeah, Versace. So go get that good movie, Little Miss Sunshine. That's funny. And then I actually think the Will Ferrell racing comedy.
Oh, really?
Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights. Because the Sasha Baron Cohen, the guy who plays Borat, he plays the gay... His nemesis, this French guy who's gay.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I recommend that too.
I have not seen that one either. That one I have to... I might have to have a little party and watch that within the company of other people.
There's a lot of great stuff. Hate Crime, which I love, is that on DVD.
Yeah.
Loving Annabelle, which is this really sensual lesbian drama. Loved that. Really good. Very romantic. One of my favorite camp movies of the year comes out very soon, The Wicker Man.
Ooh.
With Nicolas Cage and Ellen Burstyn. There's very overt kind of lesbian stuff in that.
Excellent.
Oh, it's so bad. It's fabulous. There's a point where he's dressed up in a bear costume going undercover.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
I can't wait to get my hands on that disc and have a screening party. I'm telling you.
Good times.
So, there we go. I could go on and on and on and on, as you know.
Yes. We could have like 4 hours of just what to do and where to go. But folks, I cannot stress this enough. I would love for all of you to click over. The link will be in the show notes. Click over to Night at the Movies with a K. It's just amazing because for any of you who have read Richard's columns in the Windy City Times, it's sort of like those columns, like to the nth. There's extra juicy little tidbits and little nuggets of good stuff that maybe you didn't know. There's because, you know, newspapers have a limit in what they can print, but the web is limitless, truly. So I want to encourage you all to hit him up at nightatthemovies.com. Make sure you check out his column regularly in the Windy City Times. And Richard Knight Jr., thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Don't you love it? That's the one time I shut up when you plugged my column.
Crickets.
It's K-N-I-G-H-T at A-T.
There you go. Punch it out. Get it out there, girl. Richard Knight Jr., thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Mamma Mia. Dancing Queen, Take a Chance on Me, and more classic ABBA hits are woven into an enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at NewWorldAstrology.com.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
It's simpler to keep my feelings inside. Yet at times it just seems I'll break down and cry. And knowing the truth ain't always so great. Is there such a thing?
So the question is, do all lesbians enjoy sex toys? And are you missing out on all the fun? How can you spice up your things in your sex life with the hottest new toys? Well, Galana Alpert got her degree in sexuality at the Kinsey Institute program at Indiana University, and now she's guiding women toward a more fulfilling and playful sex life at the store Tulip here in Andersonville. Hey, Galana, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
So good to be here with you in your Wonder Woman t-shirt. I actually own that t-shirt, too. I like to consider myself a Wonder Woman. So tell me, we're here in the store at Tulip in Andersonville, and there's also one in Lakeview as well. Can you kind of describe the atmosphere here in Tulip and who kind of is your clientele and who comes in?
We actually, we have everybody coming in here.
Yeah.
Men and women and everybody in between and all orientations. And it's really exciting to see who's going to come in the door next.
Well, you know, it's this very small kind of off on a side street store, but it's nice, it's very warm, it's very inviting, it's a very comfortable place to kind of come in, and there aren't really any places to hide in this. It's just one big room, but everything is kind of divided up into easy sections, which I really, really like. For people who haven't ventured into a sex toy store ever, what would you say is the biggest misconception about what lurks behind the windows and behind the doors?
That it's scary and dirty and dark and gross, and that there are people lurking behind corners for them to,
and that there's like actual sex happening. Maybe,
yeah, exactly. There are boobs and everything. And
yeah. So today, I mean, This room is white. Everything is really clean, and everything is very colorful in here. It's very vibrant, and everything kind of pops with fun life. Tell me what the benefits of, besides the opposite obvious benefits of sex toys, what are the benefits of using and exploring toys in your sex life?
Well, the thing is, masturbation is the safest form of sex. Right. If, you know, we're in a safe sex time in society, and you know what better way to explore your own sexuality than, you know, with all of these different products. You know, you get to explore, you know, a Fun Factory toy and then a Tantus toy, or you know, go around all of these different shelves. You know, you have all of these different options.
So where is an easy place to start? Let's just start for the beginner who maybe doesn't have anything. I mean, has sex, masturbates, but where would be an easy place to start if you were coming in and saying, I'm going to start adding some toys into my life?
For a specific toy, I would start off with the Leia spot, which is right here.
Yep.
And
looks like a little boomerang.
It does.
In vibrant colors.
Some people say it looks like something out of Star Trek, like a little phaser.
Yeah.
And this is really, it's a fantastic multitasking tool, basically.
I actually have one, but tell people. Mine's turquoise. But why don't you tell us what it does and its capabilities.
I often ask people when they're looking for a vibrator, are you looking for an innie or an outie?
Uh-huh.
Looking for external or internal stimulation?
So one would be just to vibrate against the clitoral area, and another would be to insert inside, possibly G-spot,
right,
or just
for clitoral stimulation,
vaginal stimulation.
Vaginal, you know, where are you wanting the stimulation?
Right.
But the thing is, because the skin is so ready for stimulation, for vibration, whenever there's vibration at one point in the skin, it's going to pass around to the rest of the skin. So that's what's so great about vibrators, is that it really is going to explore the rest of the skin anyway.
Right.
But it's where do you want the direct stimulation? And with Leia's spot right here, it sits perfectly over the pubic mound.
Right.
So that's where you're going to get the most stimulation. And also with Leia's spot, you have really, really great control over how intense the speeds are. But then also, it has three pulsating patterns.
It sure does.
It has three different intensities of pulsating patterns.
And you're saying the Leia spot, which is L-A-Y-A spot. And you all have a variety of those here.
Yeah, a bunch
in
of
the
different
store.
Colors.
And that's a nice thing, that people can come in here and you have kind of a sample out of everything that people can take, they can feel it, they can see how the speeds work.
And we always tell people, everything that needs batteries has batteries. Please, you know, check things out. You can actually feel against your hand how intense something is. I always tell people, put it against your nose.
Right.
Because you have more nerve endings in your nose than your hands. So you can really see how intense the vibration is.
Now, we should just say for our male listeners that women have it way heads and above the men, because there's all of these nerve endings in women's clitoris as opposed to the male penis.
There are actually 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris as opposed to 4,000 in the penis.
8,000. We're twice as good, girls. We're twice as good. Why does it seem like men get off twice as much? Probably 10 times as much. Is that true? I mean, you went to school for this whole sexuality thing. Is it because men are so external and women are so tucked away?
Well, the clitoris versus the penis, they're such different organs, because the clitoris is only for sexual stimulation.
Right.
The only reason we have it.
Aren't we blessed?
I know. So you wish you had a pocket clit, basically.
Yeah,
The penis is for everything else.
Right, right, right.
But the other thing with Leia spot is that, you know, for heterosexual sex, it's when you're having intercourse,
right?
It fits perfectly over the top curve of the thigh,
right?
So when having intercourse, it's so close to the body,
right,
that it's not going to interrupt a rhythm or a flow that you've already established.
Yeah,
and both partners will feel it.
And it's so small. I mean, I just think it's a really great gift. And you know what? If you're traveling with it, it doesn't really look like anything.
Exactly.
Nobody would really go, oh, it looks like a big old penis or a big old cock, and
you're
carrying around your suitcase. Now they're unzipping suitcases right and left. So the Leia spot's a good place to start for a good vibrator with a lot of function. Now, it's not a $10 vibrator, you should just say that.
Like, right, it's $45.
It's $45. So what is the benefit in spending more money or spending less money in these kind of toys? I mean, do you really want to make investments in toys, or in certain kinds of toys do you think you really want to make an investment?
Well, if the whole thing, actually, we were just discussing this at the last workshop, the smaller investments or a cheaper toy now.
Yeah.
The cheaper toy now, you know, you might have, it might not last you quite as long.
Right.
The smaller investment is probably going to be made out of a better material.
Right.
And it will last you a lot longer.
Right.
Fun Factory toys, Leia Spot was made by Fun Factory.
Uh-huh.
And lasts forever.
Yeah.
Just about.
Just the batteries wear out. Depending on how much you use it.
Exactly.
So what do you think is the hottest item in the store? I mean, would it be a variety of vibrators? I know for years there was the whole Sex and the City that the rabbit was really the popular item. What do you think is your hottest item for amateurs, pros, just kind of across the board, go out of your store?
I think one thing that's going to be really incredibly popular coming up is Iris.
Iris.
Which is by Lilo.
Uh-huh.
And let me pick up Iris.
Okay. I have to tell you folks, if you haven't been in here, it's so freaking colorful. It looks like a comic store is what I love. It's just the happiest place, your store.
Iris.
Iris. Look at her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Newest member of the Tulip family, and we're so pleased to introduce her to everyone. And this is by Lilo, and actually is rechargeable, so you never have to buy batteries.
Wow.
Right there.
Yeah.
Made as silicone. Here is about the intensity of probably the low setting of the Hitachi.
Okay.
And you can see right there.
Wow. That's the low setting?
No, this is the high, but
that's the high setting, but it's like the low setting of the Hitachi.
Exactly.
The old standard that we would say, right?
It's pretty intense.
Wow. That's really great.
But then it moves. But wait, there's more.
I'm so excited to be doing this interview. I'm totally going to find, like, what I need to know.
Exactly.
I mean, screw all the rest of you. I mean, y'all can deal with your own fucking, like, Christmas list. I'm going to figure out mine. Okay.
So it moves. You can see the vibration goes from the pad to the base.
Yeah.
And then there's that pulsating pattern.
Oh, that's nice.
And then there's that.
All right, so since y'all can't see what we're talking about, this is kind of a long, almost pale gray looking vibrator, but the interesting thing is though it has kind of a look of a penile shape or with a few bit of ridges. It doesn't look like a penis, so if you don't like the doesn't look like a penis type of thing. But once again, nice now that they're starting to have just a subtle curve to these vibrators, which for so long there's these long straight shafts of something really hard, and now they're even making them out of this silicone, right? So
yes.
It makes it nicer if you're going to. Now what do you think about when using these kind of vibrators that you might want to insert in, that would be an innie or an outie based on how you want to use it. How do you take care of it with keeping it clean so you don't get infections? Do you encourage condom use on them, or do you encourage just washing them every time that you use them?
And that's actually one of the most important things that we stress at Tulip. Tulip is all about, you know, healthy toys and education.
Because it's nothing makes you want to pick up your toy less as if you get a yeast infection the second time you use it. You enjoy it the first time, and the second time you're like, where'd I get an infection from?
Exactly.
What is going on?
And we stress silicone toys like crazy.
Okay.
Silicone is the safest material that you can possibly use for your toy. It's 100% non-porous, so it's not going to harbor any bacteria, any viruses, any fungus, any yucky stuff.
Yeah.
Which is the technical term I use.
Yucky stuff. I like that. That's why we come to the pros.
Exactly.
We get trained with a degree.
No yucky stuff. So silicone you can completely sterilize.
Okay.
If it doesn't have a battery compartment, you can put it in the top shelf of a dishwasher.
Now this you could not.
No, this you could not because it does have this battery compartment.
Right. So how would you clean this per se?
With this, you can, with anything that doesn't have, you know, you can probably put a towel
over the battery pack area or the rechargeable area.
Because you don't want to get your
electronics
hands.
All.
Well, I would dip it in boiling water the first time.
Okay.
And the towel just to protect your hand, really.
Right.
And you only really need to do that probably like once a month or so.
Okay.
Once every few weeks, depending on how often you're using it.
Okay.
And then warm water and a mild antibacterial soap like Dial.
Okay. In between uses.
Exactly. Before and after each use is what I always recommend.
Great.
But most important thing, though, is make sure that you let it air dry. Because you don't want lint on your toys.
There you go.
Unless you can find a lint-free towel and let us know, you'll make $1 million.
There you go. Start working on that, girls. That, they'll just sell it here at Tulip exactly. If they come up with it.
If there's just a silicone dildo, you can put it in boiling water for 2 to 3 minutes.
Yep.
You can put it in the top shelf of your dishwasher and completely sterilize it.
Yeah. Ah, that sounds very exciting.
You can also use an alcohol swab.
Oh.
That, because it's non-porous, nothing is going to sink into it.
So it won't then get back into your system. Exactly. So you're not worried about it as long as you let it air dry.
And for other toys with different materials, it's not that they're ineffective, but we just really encourage you to put condoms over them and make sure that you're keeping them as clean as possible so you don't reinfect yourself if you are sensitive to yeast infections or bladder infections.
Right.
Or if you're sharing them, particularly if you're sharing them.
Right. Now, I want to ask, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you want to start encouraging your partner to try something new, I mean, obviously it may just be masturbating and using vibrators together, or using toys together. It may be trying a strap-on in a relationship that hasn't quite ever done that. Maybe your partner hasn't done that, though you have. It might be towards going into something that's a little more S&M or trying some power rolls, and I know that you all have some of the various whips and cuffs and paddles and things like that. How do you encourage people to kind of start those conversations within their relationship?
One of the easiest ways to do that in today's society, basically,
right,
is send your partner a fun link, like through email.
Ah.
Like, oh, hey, I found this. What do you think about this?
Uh-huh.
Or one of the things we have is something like Tracy Cox's Super Sex Deck, and it has these cards.
So it's kind of like flashcards. It's like a book that you give somebody, but it's flashcards. So it's 32 ways to tease and please. 52
ways.
Oh, my heavens. 20, I was forgetting. 52 ways to please and tease, which we'll show you.
And it's, you know, they have different things on every card. So it's like, okay, just leave one on a pillow. It's like,
yeah.
Let's try this later tonight.
That's
and that
nice.
Way, you don't actually have to have the conversation if you're not feeling comfortable with, you know, voicing the actual words.
Yeah.
And you can just say, like, here's one, suck her toes. Like,
there you go.
All right, maybe this is something you're curious about, but you're maybe a little embarrassed to say, you know, I'm wondering what this feels like. So maybe, like, put this up on the refrigerator.
Aha! When the parents aren't coming over for
exactly.
holidays or something, maybe.
Or, you know, there's something in here about 5-day foreplay. So maybe...
There you go. So 5 days to foreplay before you have the actual intercourse.
Exactly.
Wow. I don't think I've done that since high school. So you do have a lot of books here, which is really great. And as you said, you have gay and straight come in here. Male and female can come in here. But I think it's really unique to have a store where women feel comfortable. And women will feel comfortable here at the Tulip stores. And there are other stores in town and in your town, because you may be listening to this podcast, who knows where, in what city or what state or even what country. And, you know, you can kind of explore that, I think, now that there's so many great online ways to see how a store positions themselves, possibly on the web or just stop by, ask friends. But what do you think about videos for women? It's a real thing. You know, I'm a little older than you, but it's a real beef that there's not good porn or great films for women who love women. And,
wow, that's
and
actually
do you all
changed.
Feel that you are starting to change that and find the ones that really are great
we
for
have
women?
Completely found
I'm seeing Suburban Dykes, you know, and
well,
sluts, bathroom sluts.
There's now
dominatrix waitrix.
There are now companies of videos made by women for women, so it's actual lesbian porn.
So what are those companies? What are a couple of them that you think are good? Because some people may not live here, so I'm
Blowfish
just trying. Blowfish Media.
Blowfish,
okay.
Crash Pad. I need to just plug Crash Pad.
Ooh, what's your favorite Crash Pad, Ilana? Tell me.
No, the video Crash Pad.
Oh, it's called Crash Pad.
It's called Crash Pad.
Oh.
And this is definitely one of the hottest selling videos that we have. DVDs that we
have. Wow.
Actual couples and it's really, really well done.
So it's called Crash Pad, but it's out by Blowfish Video. Blowfishvideo.com is their site. All right, so you give that two thumbs.
Two thumbs way up.
Way up.
It's very well done. It doesn't have like the video quality, the production quality of like the regular mainstream DVDs that you see. It looks well done. It's put together really well, and I was very impressed. It's really hot.
Yeah,
I mean,
what's
that
out there? So what's good for couples too? If couples come in the store, obviously they might find a little something for
each other or something for themselves to show. So obviously coming in a store is good for couples because then they kind of get to sense what each other picks up, looks at, likes. But is there a certain toy that is great for couples besides the cards that you told us about, the deck, which I think is a great idea?
For men and women coming in together, I always recommend vibrating cock rings.
Ah.
Always, always. Vibration is not just for women.
Right.
Nerve endings are nerve endings are nerve endings, and they love stimulation.
Right.
And the thing with a vibrating cock ring, as I grab one.
Look at that thing. See, you can tell I'm a lesbian. Ooh, I can feel it. She's got this around her two fingers, and I can feel it at her fingertips. So, and then it has a lovely little...
Clip bumper.
Look at that. And look how easy that is. I would think it would be like a ring, like it would be hard, but it's actually
it's very stretchy.
It's like an elastic thing for your ponytail that I have in my hair.
And fits just everybody.
Maybe you could just put that on your ponytail as your ponytail holder and whip it off.
Vibrating
ponytail
holder?
That would be what I would do in my crash pad video that I would be making. I'd pull my ponytail out and like throw that thing on. That would be cool.
That would be pretty hot.
That would be a nice like bionic woman. Wonder Woman moment for me when the hair comes down, spin
there
around, slip it on. Now, you mentioned earlier that you had a workshop in here. I know that you probably do, and I want to talk about the specific ones that you all do, but what do you think are the benefits of going to workshops either alone or going to sex workshops together?
Oh, workshops I think are incredibly beneficial because, and I, if with me personally, I can never think of things just by myself. I'm constantly looking up at websites or new books or the DVDs. I
see, this is your life, though. See, you're really good. You really want to think of something new. And other people, you know, just maybe get tired and stale and the old same thing. Will that kind of kickstart you a little bit?
Exactly. I mean, getting new ideas and...
But does it make people feel freaky to... I mean, I've never been to a sex workshop. I mean, I've talked to people about sex.
To keep them smaller, I think.
Yeah.
And because if you have a huge group of people and... You're not going to want to ask.
So what's a good size and what are some of the good things to look at if you're in a city and you hear that somebody's doing workshops? Like, what are you kind of looking for? Small numbers, the credentials, the people, or how specific the course is? Or
the topic of the course, probably if the person has done a lot of workshops before, check out who's doing it, for where it's being held, I think is very important.
Yes, people feel safe going to it.
Right now, there's just, you can really go just about anywhere to get information about sex.
Yeah. A new day and age. I mean, 10 years ago, the internet was not as rampant, but there is something about kind of just being able to really ask the question face to face and talk and...
But, like, there's one workshop that we have. It's called Ask the Gilana, an open forum with a sex educator. And
look at that!
It's pretty scary for me because, really...
You're not sure what's going to come out of somebody's mouth and what they're going to ask you.
But I'm very
honest. Have you been stumped?
Not yet.
Kind of know your stuff.
But the thing is, you know, anybody... I always tell people, look, you know, I'm sure there are things you're going to ask me that I'm not going to know.
Right.
But please, you know... I will send you an email as soon as I find the answer.
Right. Well, it gives you something to explore.
Exactly.
Now, for the toy connoisseur, we've told everybody that we haven't talked that much about strap-ons, but you obviously have strap-ons and harnesses here. And that, do you think that's just a real, basically, I mean, you know, there's so many different types of strap-ons that you can have. Is there one that you think today is like the best? And I'm seeing you pull it out. It looks like something that a boxer would have.
You didn't even need to finish your sentence.
I didn't. This is called spare parts.
The spare parts harness.
Wow, look at that thing.
Nobody is complete without the spare parts.
I'm telling you, because all the leathers and all the straps, and I mean, honestly, I'm making like Jacob's ladder after a while with like my hands. This thing looks so easy.
The spare parts
fits around the waist and through the two legs.
Whenever you see Tulip at events, this is what we've been wearing.
Okay.
At San Francisco Pride this year, I wore this for 12 hours over corduroy pants.
Wow.
For 2 days. And I wouldn't do that with any of the leather stuff. It just would not be comfortable.
Yeah.
This
is kind of made out of like a nylon-y fabric. Mm-hmm. Shiny nylon. Almost looks like, I said, you know, I'd have a boxing ring, but it kind of has that kind of boxing short kind of satiny look.
Yeah.
It looks really soft. And it's got a pouch for the actual...
For the dildo,
which is nice. You don't have to deal with that tiny little ring.
And there's nothing in the back.
And this huge Velcro in the back. It's wide. It's about 2 inches wide around your waist. As opposed to this tiny little strap cutting into
you. Exactly. And the thing is, once It's completely adjustable. You can close it like this, and there's no extra straps or whatever, because it completely shuts down, or shuts around you. There are no harsh metal buckles that dig into your waist.
What is this retail for?
This is $88.
$88. Looks like it would last you forever.
It does. And the thing is, it's machine washable.
Oh.
The instructions are right here.
See how much easier that is than trying to clean that leather? And when it's black leather, you can see everything on it.
And
it's crazy.
And we are discovering all these new little tricks and whatever that you can do with it. You can fit a vibrator right here.
Yeah, you can fit a vibrator in the bottom of the pouch where the ball sack would be, I guess, one could say. The balls.
You can use a double dildo with this because the pouch opens.
Yeah. Look at that.
There's nothing
they have
in
thought
the
of
back.
Everything.
It. The woman who created this is completely a genius. She did not leave anything to chance.
Well, isn't it funny that finally once women started making these toys, when it finally went away from being this male-dominated industry, and women started opening these stores, like they've done here in town and in other cities. You know, it's really revolutionized what women could do.
I mean, still the look of, I mean, the leather harnesses still have their place. I mean, the look of them is still something
unique
that people want.
Right.
But the use of the spare parts harness, particularly, you're never going to get a wedgie from this. There's nothing in the back.
I'm telling you, I'm already loving it. I'm already loving it. So I would say that would be for your toy connoisseur, the person who has toys, that would be a new hot item for you.
Also, for the person who has everything, particularly the Hitachi lover.
Yeah. Now, when you keep saying the Hitachi lover, you mean the old-timey back massager kind of thing that we maybe all used when we were young.
The ultimate power tool.
Before you could actually make your way into a toy store when you probably weren't even legal to be in one, right?
There's now, this is called the G-Wizard.
Okay.
And it has...
it looks like an elephant.
A head
of an elephant.
It kind of looks a little bit like Gonzo, I think.
It does look like Gonzo from the Muppets, except it's made out of silicone,
I'm
assuming.
It's made out of silicone.
Soft. This one is kind of marbly green.
And fits over...
Look at that. Fits over the little Hitachi.
Fits over the Hitachi.
The old becomes new.
Exactly. One side has these little ridges.
Little bubbles. The other side you can use as an innie.
Exactly. Or use it for two.
Oh, you can use it for two.
So the Hitachi can be for two people where one person
gets this
little Gonzo nose so one person can have penetration.
And the other person has the externals.
And the other person gets the nubs.
You know, it's so exciting. And I'm here on a Monday night and the place is really just buzzing. There are people in and out and I really appreciate your time with us. And let me tell you, a sex toy is a great gift for Christmas. It's also a great gift certificate to give a loved one, a lover, to come in. I have all kinds of things here. Things from the very inexpensive to you can definitely spend some cash in here. But we want to let you know, tell everybody where Tulip is located.
Tulip is located at 1480 West Berwyn. It's the corner of Clark and Berwyn
right
in Andersonville.
Corner of Clark and Berwyn. And do you all have a website?
We do. It's www.mytulip.com.
Mytulip.com. And you're also located in Lakeview.
We're also in Lakeview at 3448 North Halstead, right block south of Addison and Halstead. It's Halstead and Cornelia.
Great. And can people find out about the workshops that you're doing on the web?
Yes. If you click on the Tulip Workshops link, that is the best way.
Well, I really appreciate it. And I hope people will come in and stop in one of your stores. They should definitely look you up if they're here up in Andersonville and find out about a workshop maybe that you're doing. Add some spice to your life. So ladies, if you're scared about sex toys, don't worry about it. Come on in. Walk in in an afternoon. Walk in, you know, it'll be probably a little quieter maybe, and you can have some time and just look around. It's a really great environment, and the more you start exploring, the more you'll be able to have in your life, a lot more play. So thank you so much for being on with me.
My pleasure.
And folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at WCMGpromo@AOL.com.
Folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
'Cause there's a place
so for everyone. Where my poor restless heart's gotta run.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.